What's up, Will Eskin fam? Welcome back to the Will Eskin podcast.
Welcome back.
What?
You just talked super fast. I was just trying
even.
To
okay, so okay. Christian is my guest on the show today, and we are going to be doing a Q&A brought to you by our DMs. Brought to us by you guys.
Brought to us by you.
And Christian, he is aware of the fact that he does not need to wear these headphones because he's here. But why are you wearing the headphones, actually?
Because you said that my hair did not look that good. And because...
No, I said wear a hat.
No. Yeah, but I think that the headphones make me look more official.
Well, that's true. Except for I kind of debunk you by not wearing them. But that's okay. You do you, boo. I'll do me. All right, so let's get to the Q&A. We will start with the question of the podcast, only a little bit different. Someone asked us, what is the best relationship advice that we have ever been given? And we had two different answers, but both really good advice. So Christian, what's yours?
That's a really good question. The best piece of relationship advice that I've been given, I heard it from Rich Wilkerson. It was a sermon, and he said, the bait that you catch them with is the bait that you'll keep them with. And that really just rang true for me in the season of life that I was in. You know, just thinking about that person that I was going to spend my life with and, you know, getting through that process of getting to know somebody and dating and just really, you know, there being nothing, you know, superficial or there being nothing that's not truly authentically me. And just that idea of whoever I get to know, they're going to love me for the things about me that, you know, are the good, the bad, the ugly, whatever.
And the things that you care about.
Like, yeah.
You really cared that you had a Christ in a relationship, and so you wanted to find someone who loves Christ.
Yeah, so when we met, like, I just didn't want there to be anything in our process of getting to know each other where I was, like, acting a certain way around you and then my friends and doing different things, you know? So I wanted to try to be, like, you know, that idea of
just
this is
being
who I am.
Real because
just being real.
The truth will come out, especially in relationships. Like, if you're going to marry someone, you're going to find out who they are. And so don't hide who you are. Like, be upfront about that. And I actually saw you give that advice to one of your friends because they were like, oh, I want a relationship like you and Sadie. Like, I so want that. But they were, like, dating people that weren't godly women. And you were like, hey, like, if you want to have a relationship like me and Sadie, you have to date someone like Sadie, not in the way of like, oh, you have to be like me, but they should be pursuing the Lord. They should be a positive person, be someone you want to hang out with. You know, I think so many people are like, oh, well, I just like that person because they're attractive. So we'll date and then hopefully it works out and I have this godly relationship. When you have a godly and a pure and a good and a joy-filled relationship, when you as individual people are godly and joy-filled and, you
pursuing that.
So that was really good advice.
What about you?
My best piece of advice was from, I have two. One was from Mama Joe, my great grandma, and she said, stop pouting, it's stupid. And I just thought that was so good because it wasn't like some like well put together saying. It was just like, you should stop pouting because it's actually just stupid to pout. And I think so many times, like, you can just be annoyed and just kind of be like, you know, want, like, I want you to know that I'm annoyed, so you just like walk around and it's like, why do you do that? Like, just stop. And I actually thought about this the other night because this is funny. So I was like, whenever you told me not to get you a cheeseburger and I didn't get you a cheeseburger and then you wish I did get you a cheeseburger and then I was all sad because
I didn't tell you not to get me one. I just said maybe not.
You said maybe not. So I didn't get him a cheeseburger. Apparently I should have gotten him a cheeseburger. And then I was like all sad. And I was like, well, why did you tell me that and all that stuff? And then right after you asked me to go start your bath water. And honestly, I wanted to have an attitude.
What?
But I didn't. But I didn't. I went. Exactly. It was stupid. It was stupid. I was annoyed because I was like,
you invite me on your podcast and you just make fun of me. That's just.
Because that day it was just little annoyances building up. And then you're like, can you go start my bath water? And I wanted to be like, really?
Yeah, probably
after
as
I've
I was
done
rocking
all of this
our
stuff.
Sweet daughter
after
to
I've done
sleep.
All, no, I was rocking
thank
her to
you.
Sleep.
What was
thank
I doing
you.
Then?
You were gone. You're at your softball game. And so thank you.
I was
so, and then you called me and you said, can you start my bath water after I was taking care of the dog and the baby and everything? I was like, is that all that you need, sir?
Well, your friends
but,
were in town.
But listen, okay, so that's unimportant.
You had
that's
help.
Unimportant.
You had help.
Shh. My point is, I could have pouted. But it was stupid. So what did I do? I started the bathwater.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep, okay. You did. Thank you.
And then another good piece of advice was from my mom, and she said, never say never always. So she's like, never say never, and also never say always. And why is because you can get really caught up, and I that night I could have been like, you never do anything. You know, you always ask me to do stuff. Well, that's not true. You actually do a lot of stuff all the time, and you don't always ask me to do stuff. Like, you just ask me to do this one thing, which is easy for me to do. Like, and it's so easy for somebody whenever you come in and you like say one thing you haven't had to, it's like, oh, you never do this. You always do that. And like, that's actually just not true.
Yeah.
And it's just very dramatic. And being dramatic could actually make you, you know, more mad. And there's no point in that. So that was really good advice.
And that can create like a false narrative too, if you just constantly keep believing that.
Because you might believe it. It's like, oh, he always does that. But it's like, he doesn't always do that. It's not true. So that was good.
That is good
advice. Okay, next question is from, well, that question was from Rachel, so thank you. Next question is from Anna. Favorite memory with Honey so far? I was thinking, I was going to say like all of her first moments, like her first time coming home, her first bath, her first time in the sand, like her first time to sleep through the night, which just recently happened. Her first.
That was a great
memory. Her first time to roll over. Like, it's just so sweet. And
yeah, her first smile. Yeah.
It's just so cool to like see, you know, life through the eyes of a newborn. Like, she's seeing everything fresh. And so the firsts are just so cool.
Yeah. Well, she's just now gotten to the point where like she is so aware. So she knows like what her hands are and kind of how to move them. And she really only knows how to move them into her mouth.
She loves her hands. She loves her hands. And it's so sweet. Like, she knows who we are now. And it's so cute. Like, every time she sees me, she just grins. She smiles with her whole facial eyes. And she can't say anything yet. Obviously, she's just 3 months. But it's so cute because I go, where's your mama? And every time I say it, she smiles. It's so cute. So we have like a million favorite memories with Honey. Like, it's just the best thing ever to be a mom. And I'm sure it's the best thing ever to be a dad.
It's the best thing ever to be a dad,
And it's just the greatest. I love it.
Girl dad is the best.
Girl dad. Love it. You're a great girl dad, babe. Okay, next question is, what boundaries did you set in your dating relationship? And this is a really great question. Honestly, we kind of went a different route than just having, like, if you're talking about physical boundaries, which we can talk about other boundaries too, I guess. There's a lot of different boundaries. But physically speaking, we didn't say, like, we're not going to do this, this, and this, and we are going to do this, this, and this. Like, here's the boundary. Because I do feel like when you have a boundary, like, you typically just go to the boundary line, right? Like,
you teeter that,
Yeah, and then you just cross it, and then you feel bad, and it's, like, all this stuff. And, like, we just wanted to not make it such a, like, there's a line, but more just, like, we have a relationship with God, and, like, we're pursuing God, and we're pursuing God's plan for our life and for our relationship, and God's plan is purity, and God's plan is one man, one woman for marriage. And I will say, like, that wasn't what our past looked like, you know, but we had an opportunity when we came together for our future, like, different than like people that we dated in the past. And we both wanted God's plan. We wanted to pursue that. And so together we made a decision, hey, we're going to do that. And that looks like purity, and that looks like this.
That boundary in the sense of, like, you know, just conversations of, before I pursue you, I'm going to pursue God. And then out of that relationship, that's going to cause me to love you the best that I can. That's going to make me be more patient with you and more loving and gracious. And and if I get those two mixed up, then I'll start, you know, putting you on this pedestal that you can't live up to. So I think that's was the boundary that we really talked about a lot.
Yeah. So the biggest boundary is definitely like loving God first and then loving each other. And that's still true. Like, I hope that's always our life, that we love God first and we love each other and then we love our family and our friends and people, you know. And so that was a boundary. And I will say, like, I think so many people think like the purity talk, like, it's just like what you say up front. You're just like, hey, this is what we're gonna do, this is that, this is that. But actually, it's like such a gradual conversation. Like, we talked about that so many times, and we're like, we pursue God's plan, we want God's plan, you know. We prayed a lot together about that. And I think that was really beneficial and helpful for us, that we were constantly in communication about that. The stronger we had feelings for each other, the more in love we were, the closer we were to marriage. That was just an important conversation. Next question is, do you take sermon notes / what are your favorite sermons right now? Great question. We love sermons.
Sermons are our favorite. That's weird. Yeah, in college, I took notes every Sunday, but for some reason, I just don't really right now.
But you do listen to a ton of sermons.
I listen to a sermon like 4 or 5 times a week. Yeah.
Yeah.
My favorite sermons right now, it's a sermon series from Matt Chandler. He went through Revelation. It was like January to February. It was like February to like April. So it was like 10 sermons, just straight up Revelation. And
it was so good.
There's no sermon series has impacted me spiritually the way that one has. I think I've listened to it like 2 or 3 times through.
Yeah, it was really, really, really good. My favorite sermons to listen to is Priscilla Shire. I love her. I listened to this message that she preached. I just listened to this one clip of it called Who's Your Daddy? Like, so much. How many times have I listened to that?
All the time.
I can, like, quote it whenever she says, and every day I look in the mirror and I tell myself, girl, who's your daddy? And you know what I tell myself? I say he is the first and the last. He's the beginning and the end. He's the keeper of creation and the creator of all. He always was, always is, always will be, unmoved, unchanged, undefeated, and never undone. He was bruised but brought healing. I can keep going, but I'll stop.
Priscilla Shire.
But yeah, that is Priscilla Shire. But I maybe not take notes, like I write it down, but I like get it in my heart. And I listen to it over and over and over again until like I know it and I learn it, because like those words really matter to me. And like, you know, yeah, you can listen to a sermon all day long, but until you apply the teaching, it won't have an effect on your life. And that really means a lot to me, that message, because there are times like I doubt myself, but I don't doubt God. And so I want to look in the mirror and remind myself, like, okay, it doesn't really matter who I am. My God is the first and the last. He's the beginning and the end. He's the keeper, Christian, the creator of all. And so like hearing the words she gave me really blessed me, you know? Mm-hmm. So yeah, I think that means a lot. And there's a sermon from her called Identity in Christ I really like. And then another sermon from Passion that she preached that was on the armor of God. So yeah, mm-hmm. I really like that. I love Christine King too. And I mean, really, you can name
Matt,
anyone. And
yeah. Matt and Louie are my two. They're my two go-to.
Yeah. Louie, we love Louie. So many great ones, though. I mean, I could go on a list of all the people that we love and listen to. But right now, Matt Chandler, Louie, Priscilla Shire, Kristen Kane. I could name so many, but start there.
We'll start there.
Okay. Is there such a thing as the right person, wrong time? Yeah, for real. I mean, think about it. Christian's the right person for me, but had we met when my sister met Christian 3 years before we met, 2 years before?
Yeah. But, 2 years? Something like that.
About 2 years before we met, it would have been the wrong time.
Wrong time.
We would not have been ready for each other.
But if I met you, then I would have been, I would have thought it was the right time.
That's really sweet. Do you really think you would have?
What? I think, you probably would look at me and say, well, he probably used to mature a lot more, but then I'd been like, yo, I'll get there.
That's how I'm saying. Sweet.
It probably would have been a different perspective of capability of who is this guy.
But look at you. You're amazing.
Thank you.
What are you reading in scripture right now?
Jeremiah. I'm almost finished with Jeremiah, and then I usually read a few Psalms a day, and then I'm back and forth just flipping to the New Testament. But with Jeremiah, just the idea, it's just so cool just to see how much he prophesies. And I'm pretty sure in the New Testament, Jesus quoted Jeremiah more than any other.
Really? Book. Wow.
I'm pretty sure.
That's cool.
I'm almost positive.
Fact check, but that was really cool.
But no, it's just so cool to see how gracious God was with the Israelites and just those people. And just constantly how disobedient they were. But then when they would be obedient, it was like a little glimpse, and then God would be gracious, and they'd be disobedient, and he'd be angry. So it was just this thing of just reminding us of just how much God desires us to be obedient.
What was really cool, because Christian was telling me about that, was that yesterday, that that's what you're reading, that's what God's teaching you. And I was like, that's so cool, because I've been thinking about that, like with Honey, like, God has really like taught me about grace, because like it's just amazing to think that God sees me in a greater way even than I see Honey, because the grace and the love I have for her is like so unmeasured. Like she can literally cry for 3 hours and spit up all over me, and I would be so stressed out of my mind and be like, oh my gosh, this is so hard and all this stuff. And then she like literally stops and she like smiles and goes, ooh, and I'm like, I love you so much. And like, forget the 3 hours that just happened. Like, there's just so much grace.
Yeah.
And I just think about like, wow, like God loves me like that. Like the minute like I turn to him and I'm like, Dad, or like, God, I need you. Mm-hmm. Like, God, I love you. God, yeah. I'm sorry. Like, it's just so cool to think that he loves me like that. And he meets me with that kind of grace that, you know, I meet my daughter with and hopefully will for the years to come. Mm-hmm. In an imperfect way, but God's is perfect. And so for Christian to say that about in Jeremiah, that God just had so much grace on his people, even though like they were so bad, you know, and you think like, gosh, like God, like, yes, you punish him. Yes, he did things, but like constantly whenever they turned back to him, he was there, you know? And I just think that's really cool. God definitely, when you're a parent, you just like think about God in a new way. And I just told God the other day, I was like, thank you for like describing yourself to us as a father and us as your children. Cause now that I understand that love, that is the coolest thing ever. Oh, and what I'm reading in scripture right now. So actually I've been working on my book, for the past few months. It's been crazy. Typically people have a year for a book process, 12 months. I had from March until I turned it in last night. Like my book and my journal and all the edits for all of it. So that was that was a very expedited process, and that was a little bit crazy, especially with the newborn. And I'm also working on my sermon for the end of this month and all of that. So right now in scripture, I'm kind of everywhere. I'm all over reading like more so verses at a time, which used to I like to read like books at a time. And right now I'm kind of like focusing on this verse, focusing on that verse for specific things that I'm talking about. But the verse has kind of been like on my heart for the most lately is when Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think that that's so powerful. And one of the things I'm kind of writing about, talking about, is that so many times in our life, like to get us where we're going, we think, okay, I need to do it my way. I'm going to create my truth and I'm going to live my life. And that's the outcome I want. But that's actually not the outcome. That outcome never gets us what we want and never gets us where we're going. And so when we replace all those my's with actually, Jesus is the way. He is the truth. He is the life. That's who I'm going to follow to get to the Father. That's the true life I want to live. That's the true way I want to go. And that's really the truth that I believe. So that's been like the scripture that's kind of been a thread throughout everything I've been working on and reading right now. Okay, how do I let people who are not healthy for me to be around go without hurting them? So this is kind of a hard question because situations are so different. I would say you don't have to make some like big deal about it, right? Like you don't have to like come to them and be like, you are hurting me, you're terrible, and I'm leaving, bye. Like don't do that. That's just not necessary. Like take it up with the Lord, be like, God, this is really hurting. I don't want to hurt them, but like I need a boundary. And then just create boundaries with that person, you know, if they want to go to lunch, just you're busy today. I'm sorry, but like, hope you have a great day. Like you can be really kind, but also you can be clear. Clear is kind. You know, you can say, I'm not going to be able to go today. Hey, I need to take a step back for a little bit. Or you can be honest and you can say, this is hurting me. And the way that this relationship is just not very healthy for me. And I'm going to take a step back. You can do that. I would just encourage you, like, before you do that, before you have a conversation with a person, like, have a conversation with God and really be at peace with what you're going to say. Because if you don't, you'll go into it and it'll just be like an argument and a fight and you'll not be heard and your words will be jumbled and you just won't get anywhere.
You don't want to, like, just blow up and tell them while they're the worst person.
No, that never works, ever.
Yeah, no, that doesn't work. But yeah, I mean, like you said, I think being honest is definitely the best way to go about it. And even, because even, you know, being honest with them in that way, that can even maybe elevate them, you know, to be better than what they're being. You kind of call them to a higher purpose, and you kind of, you know, for some people that might even wake them up and say, you know what, I'm not being the best friend, so thanks for telling me that, I needed to hear that. So sometimes being honest truly does.
And that's how I say, like, it's so like circumstantial, like it's so like the person, like it's somebody that like needs to be in your life, it's a family or close friend, like the conversation's necessary. Like go to them and say, you know, I'm going to need to talk about this because it's really hurting me the way that you're speaking to me, the way that you're treating me. That's worth the conversation. But if it's somebody that's like not, does not need to be in your life anyways, I think that's when you don't have to blow up. You just kind of take a step back. Okay, a little boundary. Okay. How do you be a good sister and a friend to a roommate who is constantly driving you crazy? Good question.
That is a good question.
I feel like you get...
Well, I don't know how to be a sister. That's true. I do know how to be a bro.
And a friend.
And a friend. I'm a pretty confrontational person, so my way might not be the most constructive. I would just bluntly just say, you're driving me crazy.
Yeah, I don't know if that's like the best advice ever.
Really, I don't really get sister, like, girly, like, what's
the proper boys are different. Like, guys could literally be like, hey, bro, you're being annoying. And the guy's like, oh, okay. But, like, if a girl did that, the other girl would cry and be like, oh, my gosh, I'm so sorry. That's so, like, awkward. I can't believe you said that to me. So, yeah, probably don't do that. But if you are getting annoyed with the person, again, I would say confront them, talk to them. You know, maybe you're annoyed because they don't pick up. We'll say, hey, like, it would really mean a lot to me if you would pick up after yourself. Or maybe you're annoyed because they come home super late. Hey, like, I know that you live your life and I live mine, but it would really mean a lot to me if you let me know when you're coming home, mm-hmm. so I don't have to stay up with the door, like, whatever it is. Yeah. Like,
well, even like that last question, just being honest. Yeah, just being
you just
honest.
Have to be honest. And yeah. again, like, kind is clear. I don't know where that mm-hmm. came from, clear is kind is clear, but my friend has a t-shirt that says that, so mm-hmm. that's why I always say that. But anyways.
Well, it's even like, because if you just let those things fester and you're not honest, then
you're going to get more
you're
going
to just blow up, and then that's not good for anybody. Yep. So I think those true. Are the things.
Not constructive. And you'll help them become a roommate for someone else or a future spouse. Like,
or a future spouse.
I'm yeah. glad for the times that my roommate said something to me that was, you know, good for me to hear, because I think I'm a better wife for it.
There you go.
Sorry. Like, one thing, it's funny. Whenever I live with some girls in Nashville, we're like my best friends ever. None of them ever took the lint out of the dryer. And I was like, why do you not take the lint out of the dryer? And none of them even knew you were supposed to do that. So that's just funny. But, like, I was, like, getting kind of, like, annoyed because it kept building up. But, like, they didn't even know you were supposed to do it. So that's as soon just, as I told them, I was bad. Like, oh, which, yeah, okay. I don't know why they didn't know that, but it is kind of funny.
That's just bad.
But, like, again, you don't know where someone's coming from, so you should just say it. Okay, advice for incoming college freshmen on finding a church. I'm going to let you take this because I did not go to college.
That's a good question. I think community is the biggest aspect of that. You know, finding people who are your age that are attending. So for me, when I went to college, the church that I went to, it was basically like primarily 75-80% college students. So for me, already that was the community. So whoever's the incoming college freshman to find a church, I think just find people who are your age that are attending the same church, and find people who are your age that are actually on fire for God, that are not, you know, leaving that high school stage, but still kind of quasi want to go to church, but not.
Yeah.
Why? That's a good word.
I love that. I just realized that from the start, I never told you looking at camera and you've been looking at the TV.
Yeah, the whole time. Yeah. Okay. Back to my answer. Yeah, you should have told me that before we started, bro.
I know.
So what I was saying was find a community of people that are your age that are actively pursuing a relationship with God. Maybe not where you're sorority sisters or fraternity brothers are going, but find a place where people actually want to pursue God.
We have a monitor over here and we can see ourselves. And I think Christian thought you were supposed to look in that.
Clearly. That's where I've been looking for 25 minutes.
Oh my gosh. Okay. That was a really good answer. I was not laughing about that. Thank I was you. Truly laughing about the fact that I just noticed that. Okay.
Thank you.
How do you handle conflict in relationships?
Be honest.
All the things, be honest. All the things. Yep. And just, I would say, my friend has this, like, a 24-hour rule. Like, don't let it go 24 hours without saying it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is important. Like, if I need to address something with Christian, like, I should not wait until 2 days from now to address it. It doesn't matter if you're tired. It doesn't
confused.
Matter. Yeah, it doesn't matter if you're tired or busy. Like, you say it. Because there have been times where one of us will say something. And it's like, why didn't you tell me that two yeah. days ago?
Or 3 weeks ago. Yeah. What was the thing the other day? You were like, actually, this kind of upset me. And I was like, that was like 2 months ago. What are you talking about? So, yeah, if things upset you in the moment, just talk about
it. That's so
don't,
true.
Don't wait. And then you hear some keyword and you're like, actually, yeah, that actually really upset me. It's like,
in my mind, though, I'm like, oh, I'll get over it.
But you really should just say it,
even if it's small. Because then, yeah, 2 months go by and he says something. I'm like, speaking of that,
yeah.
I'm not proud of that. That's why I said that. It's going to get better.
Mm-hmm. And that's humble, and I really appreciate that.
Thank you. Sadie
is the most humble person.
Are you being serious?
But yeah, I'm not joking.
I knew you weren't joking, but it sounded sarcastic.
No, I was being serious. You're the most humble person.
That's so sweet. Thank you. You've said that before, and that always means a lot. That's so sweet. You're so humble, too.
Thank you.
I think humility is one of, like, the things that in our life that everyone, like, should definitely pay more attention to. Like, I think, you know, a lot of people read the Bible and, like, see all these other attributes. Like, we need to be joyful. We need to have peace. We need to be confident. But, like, I think being humble is, like, really at the root of a lot of things.
Oh, for sure. Humble and contrite heart.
Yeah, like to be humble ourselves to exalt the God and to humble ourselves and not be prideful to learn and to become better. Like, I think it's really essential to becoming new, a new creation.
Mm-hmm.
So thanks for saying that. That's the highest compliment you could give me. Okay, fun questions. Does pizza go on pineapple? Which I believe they meant to say, does pineapple go on pizza? Or maybe the fun question was the fact that you put pizza on a pineapple. Okay, if you're asking if pineapple should go on pizza, yes, 100%, yes. I love pineapple on pizza.
Well, pineapple on pizza is for the person who's, like, wanting to be healthy, but also being like, I kind of want pizza.
I've never thought of pineapple pizza as healthy, but thank you.
No, I'm saying pineapples. I'm not saying, yeah. I'm saying pineapple.
I know, but they're, like, from the can, I'm sure.
Well, maybe. Well, fruit.
That's it. Fruit to fruit. Well, it's actually kind of funny because I always mean to order Hawaiian pizza. And one time I was so mad. I hadn't eaten meat in like a month and I was very excited to get back to eating meat. What was it? I guess I was fasting or something.
We saw that Netflix documentary.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. And we were like, let's like not do meat. And so then we didn't. And like 30 days go by. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't wait to get a Hawaiian pizza. And I accidentally said pineapple pizza. And so we get the pizza and it doesn't have meat on it. It's just cheese and pineapple.
You were very disappointed.
I don't recommend that. That's not very good. Okay. And lastly, this is a question that you all been waiting for. If you miss out on buying a ticket to the LA Sister Conference, is there any way that you can get one? We actually had a lot of DMs about this, and I am here to tell you, even though it's sold out, we actually can provide tickets. We are opening up 50 more seats, so we have 50 tickets going on sale right now as we speak, and you guys listening to the podcast are the first to hear about it. I'm not going to post it on my Instagram for at least a day, so y'all have 24 hours to go get the last 50 tickets, and we will see you there August 27th and 28th in West Monroe, Louisiana, and it is going to be so legit.
Too legit to quit.
We're actually maybe going to do this in person, aren't we?
What?
I know. I actually haven't even told you that until today, but we're going to be doing a Q&A together, and we're excited, and we're going to get the questions from the audience, so if you want to see this live and in person, I'm sure you do after how great we did today.
Thank you.
Come to the LO Sister Conference 2021. It's going to be epic.
Swipe up.